The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington D.C.
Alrighty, we are back. Thank you for joining me today. This is Deanna, and I'm subbing for John Stattmiller, who messed up his back moving furniture in the office, and so he invited me to sub for him. So hopefully he will be feeling better soon. Now, during a movement of self-protection, many Germans wanted to revoke Jewish emancipation. Now, remember that the Germans were the first to allow them emancipation. They were trying to help them. And of course, some Jews paid some officials off, and that's really how it all happened. So, in conjunction with these efforts, officials convened the first anti-Jewish Congress in Dresden on September 11th through the 12th in 1882. The delegates from all over Europe agreed that prior government policies, and I quote, in defense of the Christian state, unquote, had proved entirely ineffective. They devised a document called the Manifesto to the Governments and Peoples of the Christian Nations Threatened by Judaism, a document that described the international Jewish conspiracy with abundant evidence substantiating the Jews', and I quote, lust for world domination, unquote. So, this was in 1882. So, and of course, we all know that the Marxist revolutions in Germany or in Europe occurred in 1848. And actually, many of the people, they were not entirely successful, of course. And so a lot of those Marxists came over to the United States and fought on the side of the North. So you might just as well say that the Civil War was a Marxist revolution. And although they were unsuccessful in Europe, they were very successful in this country. Now, during that historic meeting in Dresden, they discussed their many concerns regarding the Jews, including the Masonic-based French Revolution that eliminated the protective policies that Christian people had constructed to defend themselves against the Jews' predatory practices such as usury, their trade monopoly, their control of credit, their control over publishing, and other very influential areas of society, all permitted and encouraged by Jewish religious dogma, which maintains that God had chosen them as his, and I quote, privileged people, unquote. During that Congress, the delegates also discussed the Jewish Talmud, which states that the rest of humanity are little more than animals created to serve the Jews, who could cheat, steal, lie, ruin, and essentially kill non-Jews. They acknowledged how the Jews dominate the financial markets through which they seek to dominate the world. They control the stock exchanges through which they regulate the price of money, commodities, and industrial goods. During this historic Congress at Dresden, the participants agreed. I think we're going to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
All righty, we are back. This is Deanna. I was talking about the Congress at Dresden, which occurred on September 11th through the 12th in 1882 against what I believe is the true tribe of Judah. Okay, during this historic Congress at Dresden, the participants agreed that the Jews, or the people who call themselves Jews, control capitalism, which recently was referred to as Rothschild's European plan, which I referred to in my second book, which includes agriculture, business, and labor. In other words, they do it all. The Jews govern the banks and monopolize all financial institutions and decide who receives credit. Therefore, farmers, landowners, artisans, industrialists, and merchants depend on the Jews for their material wants and necessities, their very livelihood, putting everyone into servitude. Further, they agreed that Jews logistically position and bankroll influential men at their banks, railways, insurance companies, and newspapers. Now remember, this is in 1882. These Jewish vassals, then and now, become the most enthusiastic supporters of Jewish influence in the parliaments and governments. Think about the influence that they have in the U.S. government. Well, and most governments. Benjamin Disraeli revealed this pervasive influence in his 1852 novel, Coningsby, wherein the character Sidonia says, and I quote, "So you see, my dear Coningsby, that the world is governed by very different personages from what is imagined by those who are not behind the scenes," unquote. In Dresden, during that 1882 Congress, the delegates referred to the Rothschilds and the other bankers who, then and now, continue to exploit impoverished nations who, urged by those bankers, wage war in order to remain financially viable. Yet warfare adds billions to the Jews' burgeoning vaults and functions to concentrate more of the assets of the Europeans into the hands of the Jews while manipulating their national calamities. The delegates recognized how the Jews, through the burden of national debt, sap every nation's marrow, how their governments evolve into Jewish institutions and collection agencies. The delegates understood what compelled government officials to often abandon the necessities and desires of their own populations in favor of Jewry. Okay, so they knew in 1882, a long time ago, more than 140 years ago, the participants at Dresden in 1882 noted how the Jews control the majority of the periodicals and newspapers and fabricate public opinion and suppress all criticism of their behavior. And until recently, no newspaper in Central Europe would reveal the truth about them. The Jews repress any mention of their dominance and, in their media, praise and rebuke individuals according to their servitude of the Jewish agenda. Public servants curry favor with the Jewish press and the tribe in order to advance their career, which generates intellectual slavery and moral cowardice, mere minions of Jewish power. These, and I quote, public servants, unquote, become traitors to their own country and people. The participants pointed out that in many nations, the Jews have contaminated Freemasonry and turned the lodges into instruments of Jewish power. Through the press, Jewry undermines Christianity, which is, and I quote, a racially specific religion of the Aryan European peoples, unquote. The delegates clearly elaborated on numerous Jewish propensities, but perhaps did not sufficiently cover the Jewish trait of revenge. In 1543, Martin Luther said, and I quote, "Oh, how fond they, the Jews, are of the book of Esther, which is so beautifully attuned to their bloodthirsty, vengeful, murderous yearning and hope. The sun has never shone on a more bloodthirsty and vengeful people than they are who imagine that they are God's people who have been commissioned and commanded to murder and to slay the Gentiles," unquote. And this was Martin Luther in 1543. Even though the bombing of Dresden occurred about 2 weeks before Purim, the deliverance of the Jews, is what Purim is supposed to be, in 1945, which fell on February 27th that year, it is still significant as there is no definitive timetable that they seem to apply that vengeance from generation to generation. Frederick Lindemann, a Jew, directed Britain's deadly strategic bombing campaign against Germany. He had detailed maps of all the cities showing population densities. Is it just coincidental that Britain and her bombing ally targeted Dresden, the site of that historic meeting, on September 11th through 12th, 1882? I think not. By early February 1943, refugees, particularly women and children, from bombed out cities had fled to Dresden for safety from other locations. Dresden's normal population of 640,000 had increased to as many as 1 million inhabitants. The bombings occurred on the night of February 13th and 14th of 1945 on Ash Wednesday, in a city filled with Catholics from Silesia who had fled from the Red Army. When a Catholic priest applies the ashes to the forehead of his parishioners, he says, and I quote, "Remember, O man, that thou art dust, and unto dust thou shalt return," unquote. According to Friedrich, J-O-R-G, Friedrich, the Allied bombing killed about 40,000, while others state the number of deaths was as high as 500,000 or more, probably more. During the previous year, authorities transformed many of Dresden's schools into hospital wards, as there were so many wounded people. The regular hospitals, 19 of them, were overcrowded. During the assault, the Allies severely damaged 16 of the 19 regular hospitals, while completely demolishing 3 hospitals, including the maternity clinic. You know, it's kind of interesting. There was a Jewish hospital right in the middle of Berlin during the entire war that didn't have any damage whatsoever. It was a safety zone. They had enough food. That hospital remained intact and safe. Yet, the regular hospitals in Dresden, 19 of them, out of those 19, 16 of them were completely demolished. Brave nurses managed to get thousands of wounded survivors to the banks of the River Elbe, where they would be safe until daylight. However, 211 American planes began an attack at 11:30 a.m. Whoops, we're going to a break. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about how wonderful heart drops are. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away, and I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend. Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Alrighty, I am back. This is Deanna, and I am subbing for John today, and hopefully he will be feeling better. Now, I was talking about the attack on 16 of the 19 regular hospitals in Dresden. I mean, what kind of savages would go after a hospital? This is just sickening. And I'm sorry to read this stuff. But I am more of a writer than I am a conversationalist. There's no way of sharing this without sharing the details. So that's what I do. I write. So there were a lot of brave nurses who managed to get thousands of wounded survivors to the banks of the River Elbe, where they would be safe until daylight. They didn't run the other way. Those brave German nurses took care of those patients as well as they possibly could. However, 211 American planes begin an attack at 11:30 a.m. when dozens of low-flying Mustang fighters specifically targeted the wounded survivors gathered by the river and the adjacent expanse of the Grosse Garten. Meanwhile, other Mustang pilots, apparently driven by some sadistic mentality, dive-bombed the crowds of panicked survivors attempting to escape the burning city. There were 28,410 houses in Dresden, out of which the bombing incinerated 24,866. The Allied bombing also torched and destroyed at least 13 square miles. Just that night, the Allies dropped more than 2,600 tons of high explosives and incendiaries on Dresden, including the historic city center, the site of treasured works of art and beautiful buildings. As I mentioned, the death toll varies. They stopped counting after they had identified 35,000 bodies. German authorities estimated, within just a few days of the attack, that the death toll was somewhere between 120,000 to 150,000. Friedrich states that there were at least 800,000 people and maybe as many as a million on the night of the firebombing, February 13th through the 14th, 1945. Yet only 640,000 were regular inhabitants of the city. The United States and the British destroyed from 50 to 80% of all German cities with a population over 50,000. They reduced smaller cities to rubble. Between February 13th and the 15th, 1945, British and American forces firebombed Dresden in four separate raids, using over 3,900 tons of high-explosive incendiary bombs. Dresden, the Baroque capital of Saxony, was a non-military target about the size of Pittsburgh. It was home to over 600,000, of which the United States and the British incinerated at least 40,000, but we know that the numbers were higher, as I indicated before. The Allied pilots could only produce a firestorm if they were exceptionally accurate and if the Germans were unable to defend a particular city. The firestorm in Dresden was the most effective from the Allied viewpoint. The Allies saw it as a whole, in one similar to a game of golf. The city had little if any military significance at all, and the slaughter came too late to have any serious effect on the war. Keep in mind, this was right in the end of the war. The war ended formally on May 8th, 1945. This was in February. I mean, the war was already pretty much over. The once beautiful city burned for 5 days. The bombing destroyed all five theaters. Nine churches out of 54 were totally gone, while the bombing severely damaged 38. They destroyed 69 out of the 139 schools, while seriously damaging 50. All right, we're going to a break, and we will take your calls later on. Anyway, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
Strikehardgear.com.
Set your sights on strikehardgear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Alrighty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and I am subbing for John. And we were talking just before the break about Dresden, and I had mentioned that the Allies destroyed 69 out of 139 schools, and obviously those schools had children in them, probably. Thinking that was a very good place, a very safe place to be, because what kind of psychopaths would consider bombing a school? Well, we know that answer, don't we? The wounded animal survivors from the city's zoo panicked and attempted to escape the city. Workers had to shoot some of the seriously wounded as they could not take care of them. Given the circumstances where even the human survivors were in a desperate situation. What kind of people, again, target the wounded and the fleeing crowds? After the hospitals, churches, schools and zoos had already been assaulted by their partners, the British. It was not warfare. It was genocide. While the bankers hated Hitler, they wanted to make certain, through the media and controlled education, that everyone else hated him, including the surviving Germans who they denazified after the war. By February or March 1945, and as I mentioned, we will take your phone calls at 800-313-9443. We welcome your questions and your comments. By February or March 1945, the Allies had destroyed Germany's transportation, oil supply, and morale. Harris and his bomber command really did not have to continue the bombing and razing of cities, as it was not necessary to the war efforts. For instance, the town of Forzheim in southwestern Germany was bombed numerous times. The most devastating assault took place on the night of February 23, 1945. Forzheim, in addition to Hamburg, Kassel, and Dresden, was another one of about a dozen cities where a firestorm erupted. On May 20th, 1945, Pastor Carl Seifert, now this was after the formal ending of the war. Pastor Carl Seifert and some elderly peasants stood by the banks of the Elbe River, approximately 15 miles upstream from Dresden. The leader of the Soviet occupation permitted this pastor and the peasants to bury the bodies that floated ashore day after day. Thousands floated by. Children, women, old men, and soldiers. The pastor and the parents said a prayer as they buried the bodies. The river delivered bundles tied with barbed wire, corpses without tongues, eyes, breasts, testicles, and even a wooden bedstead floating like a raft. The Soviets had nailed a family to the bedstead using long spikes. As the pastor and his helpers pulled the spikes out of the children's hands, envisioning the horror that this family must have experienced, said, and I quote, "Lord, what have we done that they must sin so?" He could say nothing more except, "Lord, have mercy on their souls," unquote. In Kassel, it was a similar situation. There's a YouTube video that shows the pre-destruction footage when the Allies had already bombed the city 10 times. On October 22nd, 1943, we're backtracking here a bit, they totally destroyed this beautiful old city in one night of conventional bombing and firebombing. They dropped 420,000 tons of bombs. 2 hours later, there were 150,000 homeless people. Per the official statistics, the bombing killed 10,000 and severely injured another 10,000. In comparison, 20,000 British people died as a result of German bombing. Britain used four-engine Lancaster bombers, and that carried a maximum payload of 6,000 metric tons. That is over four times the maximum load of the largest German twin-engine bombers, which they did not design for this purpose. Actually, Germany was totally unprepared for war. Poland was more prepared for warfare than Germany was. Within a few hours, the Allies torched almost 10,000 people during the firestorm in Kassel on the evening of October 23, 1943, as I mentioned. Bomber Harris, his crew, dropped over 1,823 tons of high explosives and firebombs. Kassel consisted of 960 acres of buildings, houses, and factories. Out of that total, the Allies destroyed 615 acres, including 300 acres of working class housing. On November 30th, 1943, a preliminary damage report stated that 26,702 homes were destroyed, rendering over 120,000 people homeless. Of the 55,000 homes within the city, 65% were uninhabitable. On December 7th, Kassel's police chief thought that the Allies had either seriously damaged or destroyed about 10,000 homes. He estimated the number of homeless as 150,000. The U.S. Bombing Survey said in 1945 that 91,000 people were homeless because of the bombing that night. They thought they had destroyed about 61% of the housing. Kassel's pre-bomb population was 228,000. Now keep in mind that the labor camps, that was a pretty safe place to be. And you also have to keep in mind that that all of this bombing affected Germany's ability to transport food, to transport anything, because all the transportation with all the Allied bombing, the communications and transportation, were gone for the Germans and for anybody in Germany. So the death toll in Kassel was about 10,000, which was relatively low, unless you happen to be one of them or a family member. The initial report on November 30th, 1943, represented 5,599, with only 3,782 actually identifiable. See, I'm getting a message here. Alrighty, why don't we take a break? Let's take a caller. Let's take Dave from Boston. Dave, welcome.
Oh, hi, Deanna. I'm enjoying your show. You're doing a bang up job calling in for Mr. Stadtmiller. Hey, Deanna, I was wondering, and I'm sure Mr. Stadtmiller will hear my question. To you, I know you can't answer for Mr. Stadtmiller, for Mr. John Stadtmiller, but I was wondering, now that Mr. John Stadtmiller has found the time, I know he's a busy man, but he finally found the time to watch Adolf Hitler, the greatest story never told, and I was wondering, and it seemed to resonate with Mr. Stadtmiller, and I was wondering if after watching the greatest story never told, if he possibly would be amenable to allowing Carolyn Yeager to have a show again on the public broadcasting.
I think I probably have to ask Mr. Stadtmiller.
I think a couple of years ago, Carolyn, for a few months, for a relatively short time, she had a show on RBN.
Like I say, this is not a question to be asking me. I have no jurisdiction over the host on RBN, and I think that you would, have to ask him. So I would suggest that you call in when he is hosting his program. I'm sure that he really enjoyed the if you can enjoy watching The Greatest Story Never Told, because you cry, that's what I did. It's a very moving, very wonderful video. And I don't know why Carolyn left. I don't know. You're asking questions that I am not able to answer. So I think you should redirect your question to him. And so thank you for your call. Do you have any other questions that are relevant?
No. The only reason I put it out to Deanna, to you now, was just I know John will hear my words. He told me never to call into his show again, so I'm banned from calling into his show.
Oh, okay.
He wouldn't give me a reason, as usual. He never gives. He banned.
Well, hey. This is not the time to be bashing him when he's not here to defend himself, and I think it's kind of rude to do that. So I thank you for your call and your question, and we'll move on to Fred. We do have a break coming up, but Fred, welcome.
Hi, Deanna.
Hi.
I had to call. I didn't know John was off today, but I'm glad you're there. As always, the end of the year emergency. What was that? An emergency spending bill. That's appropriate description. Included $800 billion, which came out on C-SPAN. $800 billion to reconstruct Afghanistan. $800 billion to reconstruct Iraq. And last but not least, my favorite idyllic getaway, Israel, $400 billion. And a lady called recently to John's broadcast and declared that a lady congressman in the last 4 years made a special speech to Congress that declared something like $2.5 to $3 trillion in donations, taxpayer donations, to Israel and since its inception, and wondering, gee, where's our return on that investment? Just the murders of all these Arab people, perpetual war for perpetual peace over there. And then I recalled Extortion 17, the families of the murdered special forces who were, who knows, maybe they were beginning to talk about the manufactured bin Laden hit in Pakistan, which anyone with a functioning brain who's listened to your broadcast and others would automatically know that was a fraudulent event. And they had to die, like Pat Tillman had to die, because as Tillman began to communicate back home, he intended to go on a lecture circuit regarding the lies of Afghanistan being the CIA-directed U.S. military reconstruct of the opium, heroin, poppy fields, which had been destroyed by the leader of the Taliban back in 2000. They obliterated the poppy fields. So, Extortion 17, I haven't heard anyone bring that up, and I wish we could contact the family members to get them on either your broadcast.
I have the Tillman family, yes, and certainly they were aware and are aware that he was assassinated to keep him silenced. And of course all the people in the United States, as I said before, that history is prologue, and if people really knew the history of the Jews from before that, obviously, but from 1848, and particularly all of the things that they talked about in that meeting in 1882, we probably wouldn't be having the situation, all the money going out of the pockets of the taxpayers here in this country over to Israel and to repair or supposedly to rebuild the countries that the U.S. government, the U.S. military has destroyed. And of course, those countries are not being rebuilt. That money is going right into the pockets of the tribe. And so of course we, you know, most of the American people are totally unaware of this. That is why it is so essential to know and to understand accurate history. But you're not going to get that from court historians. Because they don't talk about these things. Okay, I believe we're going to a quick break. Fred, I really appreciate your phone call.
Thank you. And
the things that you've brought up. Terrific. So we'll be right back.
I guess I'll know when I get there. Clouds. What goes up must come down.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Back. This is Deanna. I'm subbing for John, and we have Kenny from Pennsylvania. Kenny, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. And you?
Pretty good, hanging in there. Can I get that CD? Is it a CD or a couple CDs? Is it? Do you sell them?
On what?
On the what you're talking about today.
The information.
The story never told.
The Greatest Story Never Told is available online. And
I have no computer. I have no computer, no TV, or none of that. So I have to purchase it. Yeah.
Okay. Can you email me and I'll give you some information about it, Deanna?
I don't have a computer.
Okay.
No email, no nothing. No.
Well, gosh, I don't know what to tell you. But it is available online. It is available as a CD. It's put out by Dennis Wise. You can call into the station and maybe get some information about it, or call me. I'm not sure. Go to the library. Your local library has a computer that you can use. You can email me, and I will give you some information about that CD, The Greatest Story Never Told. Okay.
Okay. And how long is it? How long does it run? How long does it run?
6 hours.
6 hours.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Let's take Ed in Dallas. Ed, welcome to the program.
Hello, Dan. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm just going to tell you, you did such an excellent job just now talking about all that, and it made me reminisce a little bit back towards my conversations with my dad. He was in the World War II. I'm not proud of it at all, but at least he didn't actually participate in any of the killings. I don't think he ever fired his gun one time. He was a transport. He transported in the DC-7. He just transported materials, you know, and he told me that he did once or twice drop troops in certain areas where there was fighting. But he said he never did participate in the war. But one of the things I wanted to bring up was just the fact that he told me that when he went to England, that he noticed that the buildings that were blown up in England were of no significance. He said what was blown up was like old warehouses and things like that. There were all kinds of churches and things they could have bombed and destroyed like they did, you know, Germany. But they didn't do that. He said that everything that was bombed looked to him like it was all insignificant things. And so that was important to show that Hitler was not actually in to be mean to anyone. He was just trying to, I guess, in England's case, I guess just to make a showing, I guess, to stop them from with all those bombing, like you were talking about, those night raids. And so I thought that was interesting, and I know that the main objective, one of the main objectives of Hitler was to regain the four territories, reunite the four territories that were lost during World War I, because the people in those four territories
were mostly German. Yes.
So he was trying to reunite Germany because he realized what had happened. He knew what had happened. And matter of fact, he was involved in the war.
And we have run out of time. I so appreciate your phone call. And I thank you very much for calling into the program today and for listening. And I appreciate all the listeners. Thanks so much for joining us today on RBN. And John, get well, take care of yourself, and thank you for the opportunity to stand in for you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye, listeners. Take care.